A popular cafe in a garage in Macclesfield is having to shut shop due to an upcoming construction project. Garage 29 started last year in Venable Street, but has announced on social media overnight they're having to leave in the coming weeks for the hotel redevelopment. For the perspective from the publican, Justin York joins me. He's the business owner of the Macclesfield pub and part landlord. Hi there, Justin.
G'day, how you going?
Good, thank you. What's your side of the story here?
Obviously been in the business there a while now, about 6 years in August. So, and our town kind of struggled for a while. We didn't have anywhere for coffee or a shop. Our general store shut down. We had a garage next door and approached by Tanya, you know, she wanted to get a caravan in there and up and going, which we did, and had free rent for the whole duration of the time there. We probably, you know, we spent a bit of money with electrical and water and everything else to get that all sorted out for her. And then, yeah, obviously it was never going to be a long-term thing as such unless you want to jump into a lease. But, yeah, then obviously social media takes over and starts making me look like the patty and we're kicking her out due to redevelopment, which is, you know, not really the case.
So it was a temporary thing. So it does sound, though, like a lot of people are very in support of her cafe. It sounds like it's been a nice addition to the town.
Oh, it has, mate. And Tanya's really good. Look, she's a nice girl. I actually met her. She's doing really well. She got in there and got the place going and had some, we never had coffee or anything in the town. So it was a welcome invite for her to get going there, which has been great. Another thing is obviously we've got council works going on in the main street with new pavers and that. And just the way this shed's designed, it's set a lot lower in the street than the rest of the shop. So that kind of brings up another problem with, being able to use that shed anyway in the future until we can get it sorted out with either a new concrete floor or whatever we have to do to make it now to code.
Mm, right. So what is happening with that building, with that shed?
So at the moment, in the next few weeks, probably another month, Tanya will be allowed to operate out of there, and then we'll need it for storage. And that obviously we are going to redevelop the hotel. The pub's been going through a real busy spot for the last few years, to the point where we're knocking people back, and it's hard to keep up with the amount of people that are getting in there. So we need to do something about it. So we're going to make a bigger kitchen, bigger dining room, etc.
Right. When's that happening?
So it's all in council. We're just getting our building. So it's all been approved, obviously, at the first stages. Then we just need to get the building design done. There's a few back and forwards, obviously, with the council, if any changes that need to be ticked off. And then once building approval's done, we can get the ball rolling.
With us at the moment is Justin York. He's business owner of the Macclesfield pub and part landlord. We're talking about the fact that a popular cafe, which has temporarily been in a garage in Macclesfield, is having to shut shop. And she did say, the owner said that you have been very supportive in allowing her to try the venture while planning was underway on the hotel works. So are you going to be having a chat with her about trying to make something work or give her a little bit longer to leave?
Yeah. So the builder's one of the guys who obviously needs the shed. So I know he was in discussion with Tanya, and then we've spoken to all the other partners are speaking to Tanya today to give her that little bit more time there to, hopefully she can find somewhere. It's just hard in Macclesfield because there's nothing really else in the street available. So.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like a tricky situation, and it has been a frustration for you since the story came to light online.
Oh, yeah, and this is the thing on that online, though, Facebook and all the other social media platforms where people just hear something and post it out there without getting, I guess, the truth or the full story.
Yeah. And when do we get to enjoy the new hotel?
So, well, it'll be probably a 9 to 12 month build, so I'm hoping we can get going by around August, September will be nice. So, but that's also in, obviously the engineers and the council's hands.
Right. All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to provide your perspective, and all the best with it into the future, Justin.
No, thank you very much.